piece of shrapnel from an attack in Iraq left Philip Schladweiler with more than life-threatening injuries. It gave him a new purpose.
I realized the power of photography and the idea of images that can relay a message, sometimes easier than spoken language.
For Philip, this source of pain became an inspiration behind a photograph.
Knowing that I'm using something that's so destructive and so deadly and oftentimes seen as nothing but destruction as a piece of art that people can relate to, veterans can relate to, and, you know, it gives people a chance to communicate their issues.
Today, his journey of healing himself helps him heal others. His work will be featured in an art exhibit showcasing work from Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans. A play inspired psychiatrist Judith Broder to do something to help returning soldiers.
I have always been very moved by the arts because I believe that there are many people who will not listen to a bunch of words on paper, but will respond to music or sculpture or painting.
9 years ago, she began the Soldiers Project, a program she began with a small group of therapists. It provides free and limited psychotherapy to veterans and their families. The program has reached over 900 individuals, families, and children, with offices in New York, Boston, Chicago, and others. This year, the Soldiers Project has joined forces with the United States Veterans Artist Alliance to give others a glimpse at art about war.
And it is part of their creative process, obviously, but it is also part of their way back home.
The Art About War exhibit is Friday, October 4th, and admission is free. Annenberg Radio News, Balu Tijansi.